Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, July the 13th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's move on to what's on offer for today's show. I'm going to start off by giving you some advice. I don't normally do this, but it seems apt given how the depression would appear to have started and how you need to be able to handle it. So that's going to take quite a large chunk out of the show. And then I'm going to talk about where you are in the cycle of America's fortunes by checking the monuments. They go up in glory when the cycle is on an upswing, and they come down as you get close to barbarism. No prizes for guessing where we are now. There are cycles and iron laws, and there's stuff that happens that we can really do nothing about. About what happened to all those empires and countries and city-states and private enterprises and households in the past that tried that particular game. We'll see where we get. Then I thought it might be useful to drill down into what a depression really is and, more besides, what it isn't. A short piece, I've talked a lot about this before, but I have a few words to add to some of my talks in the past. Well, airlines are already teetering on the edge. United announced that 36,000 employees, that's about 45% of its workforce, could face involuntary furloughs. So, I mean, that is beyond horrific when it comes to the primary long-distance mode of travel of Americans. Scott Jensen blew the whistle on the government's gross over-exaggeration of COVID-19 deaths, so he's being investigated. Little word on that. Then we're going to have another look at the issues surrounding the question of leaving the country. And as I've always said, the aware among us must take steps to avoid all of these issues as soon as possible. So as I said, I will be talking more and more about this in the coming weeks and months. So you might want to join the crowd. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows. I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, feel free, select any 3 shows from my Podbean archives, but if you have no preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows, as they will contain, as they all do, commentary from the current events of the day, with which you are fully familiar, and it'll give you an opportunity, while they're fresh in your mind, to see how I deal with them. So with that, let me just finish by giving you my contact address and other information, my email, which you will need for asking for the shows, if you so wish, is, by the way, on the top of my Podbean page, if you don't get to write it down now, but here it is anyway, rwlmartin1@aol.com. My initials, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as most of you know. So just to remind you, my Facebook page, which deals with matters which are a little bit too short for inclusion in the main show, but I try to keep it up to date as much as I can. So here it is, www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. Now, that's all one word, no punctuation, lowercase, no spaces. Okay? Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And, of course, the Twitter page, which has the famous one-liners. The address there is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one word, my initials, RM plus Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. And so I will be back. Have a wonderful week. I, Richard Martin from The Wake Up Call, will be back on Friday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.